This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
How about Mike Singletary? You see Mike Singletary wants to coach the Bears? You know they got their guy now in Eberflus, right? But Singletary came out, and I'll read you the quote, and I kind of felt sorry for him in a way, and it's hard to feel sorry for Singletary because, you know, Singletary is a badass, bro. Singletary was one of the great linebackers of all time, all right? I mean, I can never disrespect Mike Singletary, the player. He was just so awesome. But as a head coach, he left a lot to be desired. And he wasn't really able. And listen, it's nothing new. You know how many great players have sucked as head coaches? He's just one of many. But Singletary, by the way, he says he's ready to take on his former organization, which we know it's too late already. They hired Ryan Poles as the general manager. So Singletary wants to be on that list. The Hall of Famer put in a call to Bears president Ted Phillips earlier in the offseason to lobby for the head coaching job. And he says, you know why I'm calling? I'm ready to lead this team to a championship. And so there's a picture there that they show of him holding the Vince Lombardi trophy. And he was the head coach for the Niners from 08 to 10 and working as a defensive assistant around the league. Obviously, he knows he can't win with these guys, was saying that was his famous line. But it's almost like, you had your shot, dude, you know, and it didn't work out. You tried. And unfortunately, you got to be able to build a staff. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to reach certain players. And Mike Singletary, you know, it just, I kind of felt sad for him in a way. Because he means well and he wants to do well. But he's not a head coach. And that's the reason why a lot of times with some of you Dolphin fans, I get frustrated with you when you want to make Marino the general manager. You know that? I get pissed. Why? Because it's probably not going to end well, and then you're going to end up killing the guy. Like John Elway, while he won a title there, John Elway gets killed because he can't find a quarterback. And that's why at times when you guys do this to Marino and it's like, no, dude, no, he's not a general manager, doesn't want to be a general manager. Stop wanting to make him a general manager. And you're going to make him a general manager only to tear him back down again. Oh, yeah, he can play, but boy, he sucked. It's like Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan's the greatest player ever, but when it comes to being a general manager, it's a joke. You laugh at it. So I kind of felt bad for Singletary when I saw that.